Good Friday morning, beloved. Again, it is my pleasure to be able to share this morning, these few moments together on this Friday morning as we start our day off in God's Word. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 13. Here God promises to rescue the people from Babylonian captivity and allow them to return to Judah. And the people of Israel are summoned to be witnesses to their belief in God. And God's saving word for us as we end up this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 43 at verse 1. Israel, the Lord who created you says, "Do not be afraid, I will save you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through deep waters, I will be with you. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. When you pass through fire, you will not be burned. The hard trials that come will not hurt you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who saves you. I will give up Egypt to set you free. I will give up Ethiopia to set you free. I will give up Ethiopia and Seba. I will give up whole nations to save your life because you are precious to me and because I love you and I give you honor. Do not be afraid. I am with you. From the distant east and the farthest west, I will bring your people home. I will tell the north to let them go and the south, do not hold them back. Let my people return from distant lands, from every part of the world. They are my own people, and I created them to bring me glory." God says, "Summon my people to court. They have eyes, but they are blind. They have ears, but they are deaf. Summon the nations to come to the trial. Which of their gods can predict the future? Which of them foretold what is happening now? Let these gods bring in their witnesses to prove that they are right, to testify to the truth of their words. People of Israel, you are my witnesses. I chose you to be my servant, so that you would know me and believe in me, and understand that I am the only God. Besides me, there is no other God. There never was and never will be. I alone am the Lord, the only one who can save you. I predicted what would happen, and then I came to your aid. No foreign God has ever done this. You are my witnesses. I am God and always will be. No one can escape from my tower. No one can change what I do." And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, where the Lord says, "Do not be afraid. I will save you. I have called you by my name, you are mine." And so, beloved, again, you know, the fall of Israel was, predicted for many, many years. But as we learned, the key thing was, it wasn't that they were offering up sacrifices to other gods. There was a lot that was going on. They were actually offering sacrifices in the temple place, in God's own temple. It was just a shame what the people, the leaders of Israel, were doing. No, the thing that God could not and would not overlook was that they had not set back 1 year out of every 7 years to be held holy, and that the lands would not be tilled for that 1 year. And so it came to the place where they owed God 40 years. Well, how is God going to collect on that? If they're not going to be able to grow food for 40 years, they're going to starve to death. And so God had mercy on them. He sent them out amongst the nations, took them into captivity. Well, That's how they viewed it. They were in captivity. But in reality, they were being protected and provided for by God's most powerful arm. Amen. Oh, if we could only get the whole view of what God is doing, it sure would make our lives a little bit more easier, wouldn't it? Let's pray. Lord God, you have called me by name, and I am yours. You alone are God, and I thank and praise you for your life-giving love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this week to an end, beloved. Join me Monday morning when we will be in Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1 through 20, where we find that the Lord is the only God. But by then, let's not forget getting together on Sunday morning, either up in our chapel or on Facebook or on Zoom, and let's share this Sunday morning together, lifting up our voices, praising God, and thanking him for all of his manifold blessings. Amen. God bless you. May he richly bless you, is my prayer.